I've been saying it for years. This is the biggest Achilles heel of the United States system, is the rigging of the gold and silver markets.
Sometimes things don't blow up the way you expect them to. Case in point, World Trade Center 1, 2, and 7 on 9/11, and in this case, maybe the bullion banks. Before we begin this emergency update, though, just a quick word about this video sponsor. With a new administration in Washington, it might be time to look at Noble Gold's security option. Yes, security. It's like damp-proofing, but it keeps the government from your savings, like damp-proofing your basement floors. How? By using gold and silver in your own IRA. You insulate it from the markets. If anything bad happens, you're safe and dry. Market crash, market volatility, COVID worries, you'll be fine. Remember, if you want to play it safe and protect your investments, take out a gold IRA this month, and Noble Gold will gift a stunning solid silver 5-ounce Apollo 11 commemorative coin from the U.S. Mint. It's quite something. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com right now and find out more about future-proofing your investments. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so much for tuning in and finding us on BitChute. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv. Hey guys, if you caught my earlier video today, I was very excited about what's happening with the Redditors and the attack on the bullion banks. Let's call it what it is, a global insurrection against banker occupation. That's what our friend Max Keiser coined it 10 years ago, and it's happening today. And on the line right now to help me celebrate and talk about it is Bix Weir from Road to Ruta. How are you, Bix?
I'm good. I'm sitting in my lawn chair watching the show.
Watching the show. Well, you and I talked at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, and I suggested, why don't we do this once the markets overseas open? And at that point, you and I didn't know, would silver be up $5, $10, a buck? Of course, it's only up $2, but hey, that's not so bad. $2, let's take it to the bankers.
Well, yeah, I mean, when the market opened, basically all the retail online dealers were selling silver like it's going out of style. And what they do usually, if they're big enough, they'll figure out how much they're gonna sell on a normal weekend, get their COMEX contracts in place so they have a balanced book. And so they don't wake up Monday down or up. Then they have an even book. None of them were expecting this kind of sales volume coming through their shop. But I don't think many of them stopped taking the orders. So they'd be sitting with basically a bunch of sold silver with some short contracts that haven't been covered yet. So I think that's what's going on right out of the gate. But I don't think the retail side's very big in silver at all. It's the COMEX contracts that the big boys play with, which are those volumes went through the roof on Thursday and Friday. So lots of good news out there for us.
Yeah, we'll do a screen share here. Let's just level set so people know what we're talking about. I think they do. But for those that don't, this has all been spurred by the Redditors, who everybody knows what they did to GameStop. That's a story, the end of which has not been told, even though so many of these brokerage firms like Robinhood and Ameritrade, they tried to prevent people from buying any more GameStop. Of course, these guys always coming to the aid of the bad guys, the hedge funds. You notice that, Bix? Whenever we the people get a leg up on these bad guys, the system just changes the rules. The establishment changes the rules. That's what you and I feel like we've been up against with silver for more than a decade.
That's absolutely true. But the beautiful thing about silver is you don't have to play in their game. You can take your silver out of their game, not invest in SLV, and actually get the real physical thing in your own possession. So, and with stocks and bonds and all that, it's not really easy to do that. So it's a little different this time, I think.
So let's talk about what these guys are up against. Okay, when I say these guys, it includes you and me. Okay, we hold physical silver. We have forever. We've been telling people, exchange your fiat for real money, physical gold and silver, and if you don't hold the physical, you don't own it. Now, why do we say that? Well, because of COMEX derivatives, because of the paper vehicle, the SLV ETF. So just so people understand, I had a conversation the other day with my friend Frank from Quite Frankly, and Frank has just been getting into physical silver, a little bit younger than you and me, Bix. He's very interested in this story, but he didn't understand why silver is so manipulated, and I tried to explain to him. I said, Frank, on some days during the COMEX, on any business day, more than 1 billion ounces of paper silver can change hands in one day, which is equal to the entire amount mined of physical silver in a year on the entire planet. And he couldn't believe it. But that's 100% true, isn't it, Bix?
Well, we saw it on Thursday. I think it was 1.4 billion ounces on Thursday and then another 1.1 billion on Friday. We're traded hands. It's insane what these people get away with computers and derivatives.
Yeah, so these guys, these Redditors, they are up against a much more dangerous foe than just GameStop, right? Because they're not just targeting the shorts with GameStop. In this case, they're up against the SLV ETF. They're up against the COMEX. They're up against JP Morgan, which, dare I say, has unimaginable, or should I say, unexpendable capital to go to war with, okay? JP Morgan versus Citadel, those are two very different beasts. So this is a very, very difficult battle, isn't it, Biggs?
Well, it is, but there's also a lot of people who will align with the little guy. I mean, all the mining companies who've been abused for all these years, all the CEOs should be just rooting this on and cheering for it. They haven't done anything over the past 50 years to stop silver manipulation. It takes a bunch of nerds on computers to do it. That's fine. They should be backing these guys, and it'll be interesting to see what mining companies come out and say, yeah, I'm 100% behind freeing the markets of silver and gold for the good of humanity. And then we also have all the enemies of the United States should be piling on real soon. I've been saying it for years. This is the biggest Achilles heel of the United States system, is the rigging of the gold and silver markets. And China knows about it. Russia knows about it. Venezuela knows about it. Everybody knows about it. And now we get the retail investor coming in saying, hey, why are there these gigantic short positions in a precious metal? Let's solve this little problem by buying as much of the silver derivatives in SLV, which is, I mean, I love it because it's doing much to physical silver, but it is spreading the awareness that there's a gigantic silver short position that has controlled our system for so long, and it needs to go away for us to move forward.
Well, again, in that video I made earlier today, which as we're having this conversation is still processing on BitChute. Ray, I love you and I love BitChute, but boy, it is difficult sometimes to upload there. But we were 10 years ahead of this thing, Bix. You, me, Max Kaiser, remember Brother John F.? So many of us were involved in this global insurrection against banker occupation 10 years ago. Max Kaiser inspired us. Remember the campaign, Buy Silver, Crash JP Morgan? That was a fantastic campaign. That's exactly what they're trying to do here. We were 10 years ahead of ourselves, weren't we?
We were. And as a matter of fact, I think they did a calculation after, and that campaign alone sparked the buying by the retail guys of about 10 million ounces of physical silver taken off the market. If silver was priced in the physical form on any exchange in the world, which it is not, that would have been great. It would have shot the price up, but it's not traded on any exchange. It's traded on the COMEX, which is futures and options run by, and I'll read you the short people. I know who they are. There is no doubt in my mind. If you want to know the 12 shorts, I can tell you who they are.
Yeah, take us through it, because unfortunately, unlike that Buy Silver Crash JP Morgan campaign that we participated in 2010, at that point, the goal was to hurt JP Morgan, but now I think JP Morgan is long, right? Maybe more silver than anyone in the history of the world. So now that criminal bank actually stands to gain should we, you know, corner the silver market and kill the shorts. But yeah, take us through the shorts right now.
Okay.
Who stands to get hurt?
So this is how I figured it out. I mean, a lot of people know this. Just take the iShares Silver Trust, which is SLV, and you look at the authorized participants, which you can find. And here are the 12 authorized participants: ABN AMRO, Barclays, Citibank, Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, HSBC, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, RBC Capital, Scotiabank, UBS, and a little company called Virtu Financial, which is a computer rigging firm, used to be called EWT LLC, that I discovered in 2007, 2008. A guy who runs his name is Vincent Viola. Vinny Viola has been the key market rigger for the banking cabal for two decades. He ran the NYMEX at the same time that Bernie Madoff ran ran the NASDAQ. They were both the chairman of those. They both went off and started computer rigging firms. Bernie got busted, and Vinnie Viola is still out there. As a matter of fact, Trump nominated him as the head of the Navy, and that got axed by Congress.
That's very interesting. All right, well, let's go back to that 2010 campaign. I want to remind people that it did actually work quite well. We, I think, collectively, because we bought so much physical silver, and I made a video about it, the modern-day Hunt Brothers, which I included that earlier today, guys, for those who hadn't seen it. I was just reminding you what we did 10 years ago. We ran the price of silver up to $50, $49. We got it right back up to that all-time Hunt Brothers high, Bix. And then do you remember that night? It was like a Sunday night in 2011, that epic crash. I think silver went down. Now, here's the thing. Today we're excited because silver, right? We're attacking. We're buying silver, right? We're going to corner the shorts. We're up $2 to what, 29? That night in 2011, it was a Sunday night, and we watched silver when the market opened overseas. It went from 49 to like 43 in a flash crash, down $6.
That was the beginning of the artificial bear market. But let's not fool ourselves. We didn't drive the price up from $20 to $50. That was J.P. Morgan. What happened was, J.P. Morgan inherited the Bear Stearns short. They had to do something about it. They were starting to lose control, so they put a guy named Bill Daley as the chief of staff for Barack Obama. Bill Daley worked for J.P. Morgan on Jamie Dimon's SWAT team. So when he gets in office, they drive the price up in the first 2 months from about $20 to $50, get all the weak hands in, and then they just brutally slam it over and over and over again. And when the year's out, it's back at $20, and Bill Daley leaves as Obama's chief of staff. Mission accomplished, and they move on. And that started the artificial bear market for silver that we're still in today.
All right. For those that are asking and wondering, people like my friend Frank, why is there such an interest by Wall Street criminal banks and global criminal banks like HSBC, Deutsche Bank, etc., to keep the price of silver short? Why has this been happening for decades and decades, Bix? Why? There has to be an explanation. I think you and I know what it is. But for people like Frank who don't understand, why is silver only $27, $28, $29 an ounce when it should be $290, $390, maybe $1,000 an ounce given all the printing that's happened in the past 20 years and more? Why? What is the big secret here?
Well, you just released it. It's because of all the printing. In order to run an unbacked fiat monetary system, you have to control the price of gold and silver. They're the canaries in the coal mine. If they start going up, it's a sign that too much money is being printed. So the plan was, let's control the price of gold and silver, at least from mid-1960s and 1971 when we went off the gold standard. And this is all done by computers and derivatives, originally started by Alan Greenspan, the best computer programmer in the 60s and 70s. This is a game to control the perception that they have things under the control in the fiat monetary system, which they really do not.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to play a soundbite here from Mike Maloney in a second, because I mentioned the issues here. The Redditors have their hands full because they don't just have to deal with a silver short stock. It's not just one stock where Wall Street's gone short 140% of the float. It's a much bigger problem than that. SLV ETF, controlled by JP Morgan, right? Every time, and I guess we saw late last week, Bix, it might have been Friday, the SLV spiked. So I guess the Redditors are also going into SLV, into the paper market. But that's the problem, okay? It's not just as easy as buying physical. You've got the SLV to contend with, which JP Morgan controls. I guess what I'm driving at is, if we could break the back of these people, if we could break the back of the criminal banks, what do you think silver could or should trade for in a world where Bitcoin's at $33,000 per?
Well, I mean, Bitcoin aside, silver should be traded at least 4-to-1 with gold. At least 4-to-1 with gold. And gold should be about $10,000 right now. I do like that people are getting into SLV, because it is, at least on paper, it is adding huge amounts of physical silver into that ETF that BlackRock, one of the biggest hedge funds in the world, is responsible for. And just on Friday, they added 37 million ounces of silver. If they keep this up, it won't be long before this whole thing falls apart. And that's what I want. So yes, silver's massively undervalued. I do think the SLV purchasing, if that's all they can do, that's great. I would suggest that anybody doing that also get themselves some physical silver, because when the system falls apart, it's going to be what you hold in your hand that you count as your value.
Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. If you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A four-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold, Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs, authenticated by the U.S. Mint. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. Yeah, you know, earlier on in the interview here, I mentioned people like Brother John, you, me, Max Kaiser. I neglected to mention Chris Duane, the ultimate silver bull. Boy, is that guy the ultimate silver bull. He has never, ever moved off of that position at all. Here's Mike Maloney reading a tweet from Galactic Trader Silver Squeeze. This is great. I love this. It's a great idea. He says, I will document the process of taking delivery of one contract of COMEX silver here on Twitter. Even if I have to fly to New York to do it, I will figure it out no matter what it takes. Should be a fun adventure in New York or wherever it is. Boy, do I agree with that. Now, before I play this, Bix, so that people understand the problem here, my friends like Frank, the COMEX, one contract is 5,000 ounces of physical silver, correct?
Yep.
And some days on the COMEX, these guys will trade hundreds of thousands of contracts, thus getting us to that billion or 1.5 billion ounces of silver a day. That makes no sense in a world where less than a billion ounces of physical are mined in a year, Bix.
Yeah, and that's always been the fraud. I mean, Ted Butler loves to look at the end of day commitment of traders report. It shows you where each trader stands. And he proves with their own data, the COMEX own data, that it is completely centralized short position that controls the price. I get that, but I like to look at the volumes because that's where the price moves. Price only moves with the volumes of trade. And when you have billions of ounces trading back and forth with these high-speed computers every day, Virtu Financial is probably leading those banks, and they're all colluding together. We've seen that before. And half of those names I read you that are authorized participants have been busted for rigging gold and silver, but they're still allowed to participate. That's our problem. It's the whole system that's screwed up, not just what's going on at the COMEX or SLV. Our regulators are in on it. The Department of Justice is in on it. All the exchanges are in on it. It is a huge complex that is falling apart. And it's a great time for all these Reddit guys to get in there. They won't be the cause of the destruction, but they will help the cause to explain to the world that it was a bad thing to start with and it needed to end.
Yeah. In the video I made earlier today, I basically said, hey, one way or the other, however this goes, the good news is that our entire wholly corrupt system is being laid bare for all to see. All right? It doesn't matter if you're talking about Hunter Biden's laptop, where, you know, instead of the FBI actually getting involved to go after Hunter Biden or, you know, to try to, like, bring justice to the people, they go to the guy who got the laptop and they say, how did you get on TV? You know, they go and grill that guy. In the case of the GameStop guys, they want to prevent people from buying GameStop stock. They want to rig the game for the hedge funds. This whole system is so wholly corrupt that at least now people are starting to see it, Bix. And look, we'll just go to Mike Maloney. We'll play that soundbite. Listen to this.
Now, taking delivery, this game will work for a certain period of time until the people that run the game change the rules of the game, and they do this. If they're on the losing end, they're just going to change the rules.
Yep.
If everybody shows up at the commodities exchange and the vaults in New York, what will happen is that they'll just do a force majeure and you have to settle in cash at whatever the spot price is. This is the reason that I personally have been buying physical silver for years. I don't do it on the commodities exchange. Now, he's talking about turning a contract, which is fictitious silver, into the real silver that they owe him. And if too many people do that, the silver just isn't there. And so the way they get out of this is just declaring force majeure, and they don't owe you anything except paper dollars.
I'll pause it there. That was the point that I wanted to make. Mike did it very well. They're just going to change the rules. That's the whole point of this video. That's the whole point of this movement. Global insurrection against banker occupation, 2008. They get themselves into trouble. We the people bail them out. We've just had enough. This is so disgusting. But Mike Maloney's right. You know, they're just going to change the rules. You stand for delivery for the COMEX silver. They don't have enough physical in the vault. They're just going to give you cash.
Yeah. So why even go there? Why not just go get the physical now? I think the biggest problem we're going to see over the next couple of weeks is that a lot of these online exchanges that are selling silver are not going to be able to deliver. And you're going to see extended wait periods of, oh, yeah, your order's on the way. We've seen it time and time again. And then they'll just go belly up. Get yourself physical silver now. Go down to your local coin shop and buy them out, that type of thing. It won't kill the bankers. That they play in their game. And I do think the good guys, as I call them, are going to take them on in that realm. Your job as an individual investor is to get your hands on physical so you can benefit from the destruction of the old monetary system and the rebirth of something new.
All right. Well, Max Kaiser has changed his tune over time. By the way, the guy has vaults of physical silver, and he's got some gold, but he's probably got a larger amount of Bitcoin. And he believes the best way to break the back of this system is Bitcoin. Others are saying that too. Michael Saylor, many other people are on that bandwagon at this point. I know you're a crypto guy. I have a little bit of crypto. Do you want to talk just a little bit about Bitcoin at $32,000, $33,000? In my view, the dollar is already hyperinflating when priced in Bitcoin.
Oh, absolutely. And it's still massively undervalued. Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are standalone assets by themselves. They don't rely on a third party. That's the beauty of gold and silver. If you have them in your own possession, they're standalone assets. They're a way out of the old system. And that old system is just doing anything to cling to it. They're rigging prices. They can do anything they want. But ultimately, if you have a gun and you have metal or crypto in your own possession, you're going to fare better than everyone else. And the reality is, I do see a world where after these criminals are gone and exposed, that's the key word, exposed for what they have done, people will demand to use whatever currency they want, be it gold, be it silver, be it US dollars, be it Bitcoin, be it Litecoin, no matter what you want, you're going to be taking back your sovereignty and saying, no, you guys don't get to decide what we use as money because you are the ones who screwed it up for the last 100 years. It's your fault. You'll be lucky to stay out of jail. We're going to decide for ourselves.
All right. I guess I'll say one last word about crypto. For those that are interested in just dipping a foot in the pool, if you haven't done that yet, I use Coinbase. I think it's the simplest way to get involved. Now, they don't offer all of the cryptos available. In fact, they just offer a fraction, really, of the hundreds of different cryptos you can buy. But the biggest, most popular ones are there. What service do you use, Bix? Do you like Coinbase, or what do you use? Because I know you're a Theta guy, and you can't buy Theta from Coinbase.
Yeah, well, Theta is actually, Coinbase announced that they are going to add Theta to Coinbase. That's coming. They didn't say what day. Theta is basically a token that facilitates the new internet, the Internet 2.0. It's a little complicated, but you're going to hear about it, and you're going to be buying Theta somewhere down the line. But just start with Bitcoin or Litecoin. I like better because it's faster and cheaper. And go to Coinbase. It's easy to set up an account. So much easier now than it was back in the day when I was doing it. Set yourself up an account, link your bank to it, and just buy a little bit. And then you're involved. And the key is, though, go to YouTube. You use the YouTube search function to ask questions. What is Bitcoin? How do you make a wallet? How do you transfer? All that stuff is right on YouTube. It's how everybody learned.
Yeah, I've got some Litecoin. I heard you and Jay Snip talking about Theta at 30 cents. Didn't know where to buy it. Like I said, you know, I'm on Coinbase. I guess Kraken maybe. There's these other. No? See, where do you buy the Theta?
Well, it's the reason it's, I think it's the reason it's difficult, it's going to be such a big one that everybody's going to want it. But, I mean, if you're outside the U.S., you can buy it on Binance Asia. The Binance U.S. one is not allowed to have it yet. You can get in touch with Caleb and Brown in Australia, which is an Australian brokerage house. They can buy it for you. And wire transfers are kind of a pain in the ass. You can do swaps at something like SimpleSwap.io. You can swap Bitcoin for Theta or Litecoin for Theta. It's going to take some time and effort for you guys to learn about cryptos, but I guarantee you, and I've told this to Road to Ruta members for the past, I don't even know how long, over 10 years, it is so important that you learn this stuff, because this is the future of, we're all going to be dealing in cryptocurrencies in the future, everybody. So might as well learn it now when it's just starting out.
All right, well, we'll round out this conversation here. By the way, guys, Theta, which I don't own any, is at $2. Bix was talking about it, probably below 30 cents.
Five cents.
We'll round out the conversation here, though, to talk about SD Bullion. That's where I buy physical silver and gold. Looking at the price as we're talking right now, overseas trading, silver's up a dollar. That just fell to $1.75 from $1.90. So $28.85 per ounce. That's the spot price, guys. You're going to pay a premium over that. Bix, I was looking at eBay earlier tonight, some of the vendors I've used on eBay in the past, like bullion exchanges and some others. $45 per ounce for a silver American Eagle, and that's if you buy a tube of 20.
Yep. Hey, the only thing I'd say about online brokers now is if they quote you a time of delivery that is past a couple days, that means they don't have the metal, and they probably are in some problem with their hedging accounts. And by the way, have been selling all weekend and not hedged the book. And I don't know what's going to go on there.
Yeah, it's funny you'd say that, Bix. I'm trying to call up AtMEX right now to get a quote over there, and the site's not loading. I think these guys are all strapped at this point. If the demand is this high, you know how rare physical silver is. I mean, I said this so many times, it sounds trite, but let me just say it for the audience to whom this is new. Target doesn't have any. Walmart doesn't have any, right? Your neighbors probably don't have any. And guess what? Your local bank doesn't have any. That's not the way this world used to work. The banks, way back in the day, if you want to go back 100 years or more, they had gold and silver in the vaults, and what they gave you was a promise to pay. They gave you a gold or silver certificate, redeemable for your gold or silver. You put that paper in your wallet, you could carry it around, it was light, they had your gold and silver. Guys, they don't have any gold and silver. You think Wells Fargo has any gold and silver in the vault? They do not, unless it's in a safety deposit box from some fool who leaves it there. They don't even have enough fiat in the vault to back every loan or every savings account or every checking account they have. Bix, this is a fractional reserve paper system right now. It's so much worse than a fractional reserve bullion system.
The U.S. Mint just announced that they're stopping the minting of the U.S. Eagle again. Usually it's when the price gets slammed down because they don't want to give them away too cheap. This time it's while the price is going up. They have stopped minting without giving a decent explanation of why they are doing that, which is completely illegal, by the way. But they have decided to do that once again. The government has different rules for themselves and their friends, and then we the people are left fighting. And I think the best way to fight it is get physical in your own possession.
I agree. All right. Well, Bix, why don't you shout out, look, I guess if people want to learn more about some of those cryptos that you specialize in, how do they do that with you?
Yeah, go to roadtoruta.com. Cryptos and silver, you know, I eat, breathe, and sleep those these days. It's so important to have your assets outside of the system now, as all the Reddit people are learning with that Robinhood exchange. That exchange won't be around in a couple weeks. So if you're in that exchange, try to get out, and you can invest somewhere else, because they are not a good custodian of your assets.
All right. Very good. Bix, thanks for hopping on with me. I mean, we thought this would be a pretty historic night. Maybe that will be proven to be true over time. Maybe this is just the beginning of the run for silver. It's certainly long overdue.
I think it began last Wednesday, Thursday, and it's going to continue. And the cat's out of the bag. There's no stopping these people questioning things that should have been questioned long ago. Naked shorting, the silver manipulation, all that's coming out. And that's not a good look for the regulators or the banks.
No, they're getting caught with their pants down. It's like that old parable of the emperor wears no clothes, and it took a little kid to point that out to all the brainwashed adults. So leave it to those young Redditors, those autists, to point out to the rest of the world what's going on here in our fiat dollar kingdom. All right, guys, our guest has been Bix Weir. Thank you, Bix.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, friends, thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and to our members at sgtreport.tv. God bless you guys, one and all. And for real news, friends, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies 24/7. God bless. Bye-bye.
They are also now caught in front-running every single trade on the New York Stock Exchange with this high-frequency trading scandal. They're literally stealing $100 million a day. Goldman Sachs is stealing every day on the floor of the exchange. They should be in The Hague. They should be taken up on financial terrorism charges, and they should all be thrown in jail.
Friends, just a quick word from a sponsor. Now, if you're looking to future-proof your retirement savings and other investments, Noble Gold has the perfect asset for you. A four-coin set of the rare, solid 24-karat gold Augustus St. Gaudens Lady Liberty with her torch. These $5, $10, $25, and $50 coins are bullion-grade proofs authenticated by the U.S. Mint. They're changing the current American Eagle design, so they're not making any more. There are just 20 sets around, so it's first come, first serve. There's also a mystery surprise extra coin as a holiday gift with each set. Discover more and call Noble Gold at 877-646-5347. That's the Noble Gold Holiday Thank You Offer at 877-646-5347.